Matilda's Letter, Amsterdam, Holland, by Minette Walters. My dear sister, certainly my husband looks handsome in his portrait, and indeed he should. We are beggared by the payment for it. Monsieur Cornelius de Nerve describes himself as an artist without equal, and commands absurd sums to paint his subjects in the style of the King or the Duke of Buckingham. Jan's admiration for it, too, is without equal, since he appears quite unable to see that it bears no likeness to him whatsoever. He stands before it, admiring himself prodigiously, and waves aside my concerns that Jan de Groot in person may prove a disappointment to a future patron who has only seen the painting. He utters phrases such as, "A man who presents himself well will sell himself well," or "A soldier of fortune must risk all to gain all." My heart sinks every time I think of the money he has spent. The rental of the armour and the lace collar costs more than it takes to feed the household for a quarter year, and I dare not relate how much it took to manufacture a crimson sash, embroidered in silver and gold, that bears resemblance to those worn by officers in the Dutch army. I am deeply afraid that it may be treasonable to pretend membership of the officer class, but Jan dismisses my fears as womanly weakness. You say I have no sympathy for your plight, but I do. Father made bad matches for both of us, and I go to sleep at night wishing him in purgatory. You are married to a libertine, and I to a fortune hunter, who has squandered my marriage settlement on cards and dice. Though Jan be only 35, his cheeks and nose are threaded with the signs of disillusion from nights spent at the Burgerdijk, but no one would believe that from Monsieur de Nerve's flattering depiction. My husband is as deluded as he is profligate. I was obliged to break off from penning this letter to you because he entered my little room and stamped around me, shaking his fist in the air. And for what reason? He received information this morning that King Charles, under the influence of his Catholic Queen, rejects Calvinism as practiced by the Dutch and plans to take England back to the tradition and sacrament of the old religion. It seems we must pay Monsieur de Nerve again for the purpose of overpainting the Dutch officer's sash. To this end, Jan has set off in search of him and has instructed me to make inquiries on the hire of Catholic regalia. I must therefore end this missive to you, dear sister, though I expect to write again before too long. I have told you before of the wondrous marvel of the waterways that run through Amsterdam. Jan warns me daily to be careful around them, for it is said that a person, even one able to swim, will be swept towards the sea in less than 2 hours and his body lost forever. If I speed, I may be able to catch up with him before he reaches Monsieur de Nerve. It is a pity, perhaps, that among his other failings, my worthless husband has never mastered the art of staying afloat. Your ever-loving sister, Matilda.